blogtalklive.com. Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
Let's try this again.
Let's try this again, round two, technical difficulties. Although, no, if we hadn't said that, no one would know, because the music bed's still going there.
That's true. It was the joys of live radio.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we've got phone calls. We're going to go to them. This is a show about you. You bring up anything. And don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. On the bulletin board system, we have got hundreds of users approaching 300 very, very soon. The signups have been coming through like pouring water, basically. It's just been all over the place. And we have got almost 4,000 posts now, so things are blowing up at the freetalklive.com bulletin board system.
Yes, they are.
Yes, so
Blowing up.
Be sure you check that out. It's free, like everything else, at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dan in Puyallup, Washington. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Dan, we're doing great.
I was just calling in. I had to disagree with you. I heard you talking to the one caller from Canada.
Yes.
About
David.
Walmart. I have to say, it's not. Walmart is not a good thing for communities.
Why is that?
Well, there's a number of reasons. Lack of good treatment towards employees. although
well, if employees aren't being, first of all, let's address them one at a time as you bring them up, okay?
Sure.
If employees aren't being treated well, what can they do, Dan?
Depends on the situation. Not all employees do have the freedom to choose any job they like. In a lot of situations in smaller towns and in places like this where there are Walmart, if it puts a lot of places out of business, which it could by low prices and things, people would be moved to work at Walmart.
So let me ask you something. You're saying that people don't always have the right, don't always have the ability to choose to work at whatever job they want. Now, Walmart, it was not in most of these towns when these people were born. Walmart came in. When Walmart came in, did just scores of homeless people finally have jobs, or were these people who were gainfully employed before?
Could have been both. Could have been people who didn't have jobs previously.
I mean,
because it does. I'm sure Walmart employs a large force. It's a big store.
Right, they do.
But in other cases, with their large variety of items to choose from, different departments, if it is a smaller, it can drive smaller mom and pop shops, which feeds the community back money, which money stays in the own community.
Right.
As if you're feeding Walmart, it's sucking money out of the community.
Well, first of all, your economic scale is a little bit short-sighted. Even though money goes out in some ways, it comes back in other ways. The economy is not just in your little town. It's also
true.
In your county and your state and your nation and the entire world. So making that as an excuse, it just doesn't hold water.
Well, right. I mean, you can look at, like, what Ford did when Ford moved all factories overseas, it destroyed towns in Michigan, which,
That was General
Walmart.
Motors.
Excuse me? Oh,
that
I'm
was
sorry.
General Motors.
I meant GM, I'm sorry.
Okay.
but, Walmart, in a sense, and a lot of bigger companies like this, they do drive mom-and-pop shops out of business, which is, a foundation of a community, so it can do a lot of harm.
Now, see, on that same scale, well, it is possible that Walmart's treatment of its employees, or in the example of Flint, Michigan, GM closing their two biggest factories, can have a negative impact on a community. Do you feel that there should be legislation in place to stop these things from happening?
Or should
a privately owned company have the right to choose when and where they employ people, what they pay people, how they run their business, and what they do with the property that they own?
Or to choose to do business, period.
Well, the both aspects of those. Companies should, you know, a boss should feel free to hire who he wants and pay who he wants. But at the same time, companies do have to keep a moral respect for a community in town. You know, they do, you know, if they're selling really low products and buying really cheap, they can buy bulk, they can pay employees, you know, as close to nothing as
Dan, you know, it's
possible.
One thing to, Dan, it's one thing to say that a company should owe its community something, but are you suggesting that we legislate that companies in, you know, big companies in a given community stay in business?
Are you suggesting this be done by forcing companies to do this, or that a moral and ethically minded company should do these things?
Well, yeah, they should do these things, but of course, when you mix business and morals, it's, you know, they're two separate worlds.
Oh, that's so mean. That's not fair to business at all.
But there are examples in place of this that will prove his statement. Not as a blanket generalization, but I will have to agree that there are companies that function that way.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, and Walmart would have to be one of the tops of this list. I mean, caller was saying about, you know, importing all products from China because they can get it so cheap, but at the same time, you know, a lot of slave labor goes on over there, and you're buying products off the sweat of a five-year-old's back, you know. It's not a good thing to be supporting, either.
Okay, well, I let's keep it in the States. Well, since we've already addressed that for tonight, we'll keep it here in the States. So you don't necessarily want to pass legislation to force companies to stay in business. You'd like to see them treat their employees a little bit better. And in which case, I totally understand what you're saying, but the employees can go somewhere else. And let's go back to Flint, Michigan, because you have to understand, Dan, there were other things that in operation here than just GM leaving the area. First of all, why did GM leave Flint, Michigan?
Better profit rates.
Why did they leave Flint, Michigan?
Cheaper labor.
And where did they end up taking their labor to?
I'm not exactly sure. They probably have labor all over.
So why is it that cheaper labor is available elsewhere?
Well, because other countries don't enforce laws the same way we do.
Actually, it's because our country has too many damn laws, first of all. That's problem number one, is business is regulated way too strictly in the United States, especially the automotive industry, and it's no surprise that that manufacturers have decided to take their business elsewhere, take it to other countries where they don't have to jump through as many hoops in order to do their business.
The example, Flint, Michigan, the GM plants there, the GM factories there, is a perfect example of a point I was trying to make earlier about unionized labor having the potential to ruin business. Had they stayed in that location, they would continue to make a smaller profit margin and not live up to their full potential as a company. They made a sound business decision to close those factories and move somewhere else where the company could prosper.
And that's a whole other issue, Dan, is when you decide to close a company, regardless of whether it's because you're moving your factory somewhere else or because you just weren't making any money anymore or whatever the reason. Let's just say that GM decided to close its doors, and it doesn't matter what the reason was, and they put thousands of people out of jobs. They don't owe those people anything. It's their company, and they can do whatever they damn well please. Now, some of the people who were put out of jobs, some of them went and got work elsewhere. Some of them went on welfare, and then they sucked off the other taxpayers in Flint, and then some of them probably moved elsewhere to go get work. Okay, so if all of a sudden the job market dries up in a certain area, you're not owed anything by the people that live in that area as far as you need to have a job in that area. Pick your stuff up and go somewhere else in this country where there are jobs.
True, very true.
Exactly. So you've got to do what you've got to do to make it right for you, Dan. You can't sit here and bitch and moan and cry because somebody closed their business down. Go find another job.
No, see, but that's partially true. But if you're just a store and there's many other stores, but if you're someone like Walmart, which can basically shut out all other competition besides...
No, hang on, man, hang on. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us. Join the Shrine of Female Listeners if you're a lady. You can send us your picture to FTL at freetalklive.com.
Or if you're not a lady, you can always look at the Shrine of Female Listeners and think whatever thoughts you think when you look at these people.
Indeed, there's various different ladies there of all ages, sizes, shapes, and even colors. So log on to freetalklive.com and check them out.
And different levels of literacy.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to get back to the phones here, back to the fun. Let's go to...
We're getting back to David, I believe.
Dan. And pull y'all up. Pull y'all up, Washington. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Is that actually how you pronounce the name of where you're from?
It's Puyallup.
Puyallup.
Yeah.
Not pull y'all up?
That's no. How... Okay, yeah, there's not an extra L in it. Puyallup. I got it now. All right, so Dan, right before we went out there, you were making a point. We didn't have a chance to let you make it in full, so go for it.
Okay, we were talking about... companies... I wanted to go back to, I almost forgot, is you're talking about companies having to jump through loopholes.
Yes.
Well, see, a lot of that is a good thing, because if we didn't have a lot of worker protection, which businesses don't like, which is why, you know, partially they move to other countries. Or,
give an example of worker protection. What do you mean by that?
Well, unions, anything where an employee has power.
Okay,
fight back. I mean, if you give big companies no rules, they'll take that. You know what I mean? They will push it. For
you know
bigger
what?
Profits and bigger profits and bigger profits.
You know when an employee should have power in a company, and there are companies that do this. The employee should have power in a company when they own shares of stock. That's about it. If they're part owner of the company and they're partially responsible for the profits, they have an equal voice with anyone else who owns shares of stock. Other than that, they are doing a service for a wage. It's a deal that they've made. They come in, they do this job, they get a wage. The company has no responsibility to continue to need the services of or add any benefits to the deal other than you do this job, you get this wage. That's what working is.
Right, right. You get an hourly wage, but you still have to have some rights, or companies will take advantage.
What are you talking about?
As...
What are you talking about? Take advantage. You go in, Dan, and you get a job, okay, wherever it is, whether it be a Burger King or Walmart or some mom-and-pop business. It doesn't matter where you get your job. You go in for the interview, you understand what the responsibilities of the job are, and you understand what you're going to get paid. Now, if you get in there and you find out that the working conditions are crappy or your management really sucks and you don't like your job, leave it. Go somewhere else. You don't have the right to sit there and bitch and moan because you're not working in the conditions that you want to be working in. This is a semi-free country. You still have the freedom to leave your place of business and go find another one. You're suggesting that you deserve a job, right, Dan? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I mean, you know, the history of business, the reason money was created is to trade goods for people. It wasn't meant to monopolize on things and take total control between rich and poor. It's
always what are you babbling about? Monopolize? What do you mean by monopolize? What are you talking about?
You say you get a job. You just get a job. They tell you a rate, and basically they have every right to do, you know, work you with no breaks, you know, get, you know.
Don't work there then.
Harsh conditions.
If they don't give you breaks, don't work there.
That's very idealistic. If you say you're from a rural area, you have kids in school. Say it's a hard time. People just can't always pick up.
That's not my fault.
To have workers' right and restrictions on big companies like this. Otherwise, you will end up like workers in China.
At that point, you need to, as an individual, step up and take responsibility for your own actions. If you have kids you need to put through school, you have a family you need to support, and your job is terrible and you hate your job, you need to understand that you have responsibilities and you need to earn money in whatever way you can. That doesn't mean that you have to work for this company. You can work for any other company that you want to, but either way...
Start
your own company. Find a way to provide for your family that you can deal with. You need to decide for yourself whether a smoke break or your children are more important
to you.
And you
also didn't have to have children. That's another point.
True.
So why is it that you want to punish me as a business owner because somebody else made some poor decisions in their life?
Well,
supporting your kids is on you. It's not on Walmart.
Right. But, you know, in an environment, you have to have, you know, a certain type of regulations over, you know, big companies.
No, you don't.
They will just run rampant.
Now, here's why. Here's the only kind of regulation that you need. Here it is, Dan. They don't teach you this in school. The only regulation that you need in the world, in the entire economy, is your choices. You, the consumer, and the employee make choices every day. Dan, you choose whether or not to go shop at Walmart. You choose whether or not to buy your hamburgers at Burger King or Hardee's or McDonald's or wherever it is that you go, or the mom and pop burger store. You're making choices. Every day, you're casting votes, basically, with the dollars that you spend. If you don't bring your business to a certain business and other people don't bring their business there, those businesses go out of business. Now, you talked a big game about profits and you made it sound like making profits is bad. As a matter fact, there's nothing wrong with making profits. A company that's making profits is showing that they're doing what people want. Because if it wasn't for them doing or giving a service or providing a product that people are willingly supporting with their dollars, going into their wallets, pulling out dollars and handing it over to these companies voluntarily, if it wasn't for them providing something to those people, they'd be out of business. You vote with your dollars, and that's the way you control companies. You don't control them by creating the government, because it's the government that has put us in this position, Dan. The government
Absolutely.
Is the ones, they're the ones that set all these regulations. Now, you see, Dan, it sounds nice to regulate an industry, but here's the real dirty secret. Get ready for this, Dan. Regulations, guess who proposes the new regulations?
Big business company,
big
lobbyists?
Big business. Established
That's right.
businesses.
See, that's exactly my point.
No, it's not your point,
if
Dan.
If you let
them
run rampant, they make billions of dollars, they push lobbyists, they get laws changed where they can do whatever they want.
Okay, we are talking here about a free market. That's what we're discussing. And the whole goal here, what our goal is, what we would like to see happen, is the removal of these legislations, the removal of these restrictions that are placed on businesses. Billion-dollar companies would have all of their money, but they would not be able. Yes, right now, big business is helping the government make decisions that hurt smaller businesses. Without those legislations in place, without that government structure in place, the only thing big business could do to try and hurt smaller businesses is provide a better product and service.
Yeah, because it's the regulations. The regulations are no problem for Walmart. Regulations are no problem for Exxon, for all these big, huge companies out there. But they are a big problem for the mom-and-pop businesses. That's why mom-and-pop businesses go out of business when Walmart comes into town. They just can't keep up because they don't have the staff of lawyers. But it wouldn't be that way if it wasn't for all the regulations. Have you ever tried opening your own business, Dan?
No, not yet.
Good luck. Give it a try someday.
I'm sure it's impossible.
No, it's virtually impossible. If you know enough people, if you know how to grease the right palms, if you have enough money, you can start your own business. But that's how it is today in the United States. You have to go through all kinds of hoops and all kinds of regulatory agencies, the things that you were supporting earlier, Dan, and it's okay. Most people aren't taught this in school. They don't realize that regulation hurts the little guy and only helps the big guy stay in power.
For example, one thing that a lot of people don't even realize, and this is just small, it costs a company money to hire someone, because what they take out of your check in taxes, they're paying that same amount in out of their own pocket as well, just from the company.
Dan, it's been a great call. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. don't censor our programs.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fees, none of that stuff.
They're even separated into convenient one-hour packages.
And labeled.
And labeled by hour.
That's right, because of FDA regulations. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to James in Warren. Warren, Michigan, actually. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Scott. How are you?
Pretty good. I'd just like to say I love your show.
Well, thanks for listening.
Great, thank you.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I was just wondering, what do you guys think about the nuclear weapons crisis in North Korea right now and how the United States is dealing with that?
Well, there's not really so much of a crisis. Sure, they've claimed that they have nuclear weapons. They're also making the claim that the nuclear weapons are being sat on for defensive purposes.
Yeah.
I mean, the claim is that there will not be any aggressive action taken with those nuclear weapons, only because even though they have them, they already know that if they take an aggressive action, they will be immediately destroyed. And while I don't agree with the use of nuclear weapons at any point, I'm not all that worried.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to have a crisis until George Bush decides to bring troops into North Korea.
Yeah, once he decides it's time to go get those weapons away from the terrible, terrible communists, then that's where we're going to have issues.
How do you feel about it, James?
I was just kind of worried about that because the other day they wanted them to come back to talks, and today North Korea tried to get them to talk again, and the United States says, hey, we don't want to talk to you.
Oh, now the United States is saying they don't want to talk?
Oh, well, the United States is trying to do this whole tough negotiation thing, like, oh, you pulled out of the talks? We recommend you come back. You come back and talk to us.
Well,
and then they waited too long, like, oh, we gave you the chance. Now look what you've done.
You know, there's no point in worrying about it, though, James, because these idiots in Washington are going to do what they're going to do regardless of whether or not you worry about it. So you really just have to deal with whatever happens.
I don't think it's being handled well, but I don't see anything coming of it currently.
I really hope they're not that stupid. I mean, as to invade North Korea. That would be just foolish. Of course, the Iraq thing was pretty foolish as well, but not as foolish as invading North Korea.
Right. That was... invading Iraq was foolish, and it was a bad move just in general, but invading North Korea is kind of a dangerous semi-suicidal move.
And, of course, do we need to make the point that the best thing that we could possibly do for the security of this nation would be to withdraw all of our troops from all of the 135 countries we're currently involved in, from all of the 700-plus military bases that we have around the world, bring them all home, and then... on top of that, I think we should get rid of the military.
Right.
The army. Because the Navy is constitutional and everything, but the Army, we're way out of bounds with the Army. We're supposed to shut that down after 2 years. How's that sound, James?
Pretty good. Also, another thing, I've been reading about that there's going to be a draft possibly in March.
Well, I don't know where that particular date came from. We've heard that number being, that particular month being banted about a bit as well, but it may be in March, it may be in another year, it may not happen at all. There's certainly evidence that points to it pretty heavily right now, but there's still just rumors at this point.
Yeah.
It's definitely something you should look out for, and if it ever happens, then things are going to get real interesting in this country, because I know there are a lot of people that aren't going to stand for it.
Yeah, the moment that first draft letter is sent out to somebody, you're going to see a whole lot of changes going on around here. You'll see a whole lot of action taking place.
I hope so. James?
Either that, or you'll just see a bunch of sheep going along with everything. Like,
okay.
Time to go.
All right,
give me a gun.
Yep. James, any final words?
Just want to say I love the show, and I hate Bush.
I hate all the government bureaucrats.
Thanks, wonderful things about you, James. You're my new friend.
All right, man. Talk to us again. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the other James in Glendive. Glendive, MT. That's Montana.
That's Montana.
That's Montana. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
We're learning geography tonight.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Hey, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys for just a couple nights.
Great. How'd you find the show?
I listened to Jeff Rentz. And he broadcasts on GCN, and he had a link for live feed on his website.
Okay. And you tuned in early one night, and you found us.
Yeah, I found you guys, and I really like your opinions, and I think it's great, the forum you guys got going.
We're definitely nothing like Jeff Rentz, though. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, that's true.
What's on your mind, James?
Well, you know, this whole thing about they're trying to amend the Constitution to get Arnold so he can run for president.
Yes.
I think that's a bunch of bull. I really don't think that a foreigner should be able to be president in this country.
Can I ask you why?
Well, you know, I know there's going to be people that oppose it because actually we were founded on foreign people coming over here anyway. But I mean, I think that it's just going to create problems with the escalation of the world government, so they say.
Okay, well, what this world needs to be is this world needs to be a world without borders. Sure, people can, there are currently, you know, various borders, different countries, and I can understand having, you know, various marked off areas that are, you know, considered to be a social group and things of that nature, but if there's someone here who has lived in this country long enough to understand the way this country works, to understand how the laws function, why does his place of birth have anything to do with how well he can run the United States government?
Well, I guess I'm just prejudiced in that way, but I oppose it. You know?
At least you're honest about it.
At least you can be open enough to admit that, you know, it just bothers you on some kind of a level that it's just because he's a foreigner and there's no real logical reason behind it.
It's nothing personal, really. I love his movies. I mean,
what's your favorite Arnold movie?
Well, I saw T2 tonight, so I'd have to say that one.
T2 is a great one.
T2 is great. Predator's got to be my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Predator.
I don't know what mine is. I'm kind of on the T2 line. I will have to speak for Johnson because he has talked about The Sixth Day several times and told me
that's
an excellent
film.
Told me I should see it. I haven't seen that one yet.
I'll let you borrow it if you'd like.
Yeah. So you guys really don't. You're not against it then.
You know what? I have to take Scott's side on this. In fact, we were talking about this even before you'd come on.
We were talking about it on the last break, actually.
I have to say that if you've been here... Now, you said there's a 14-year requirement in the Constitution, right?
The Constitution states that you have to be a natural-born citizen of the United States above the age of 35 and have lived in the country for 14 consecutive years.
I think that's reasonable. I mean, having been here, been in touch with the United States for 14 years, that seems to be enough. And here's a great question that you could use possibly to rationalize it, James. Could he really be that much worse than George Bush?
No.
So it doesn't really matter. Not really.
I think Bush is the Antichrist.
Yeah, well,
touche.
Yeah, see, I don't think being able to head up the executive branch of the United States has anything to do with your nationality or, you know, who your parents were or what piece of ground you were on when your mother gave birth.
One of them in the last 100 years have just been a thug in nice clothing, basically.
Well, you make some good points, because I really do believe that the president is pretty much, in many ways, a puppet You know,
I just think he's a thug, personally. James, thank you for the call. Talk to us again sometime, all right?
Yeah, bye.
800-259-9231. We're going to pump you up when we return. It's terrible. Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Caroltech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Caroltech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything, and literally anything. Personal, political, pop culture.
Anything at all.
It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Unfortunately, we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Our phones are blowing up, so we're going to try and get to all of these calls if we can. Let's start with Dan in Newburgh, Missouri. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on with Ian and Scott. Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, I've got a question for you. What would you recommend, well, how would you advise a person that's registered like you're supposed to when you're 18? I'm not, of course, but I've got a son that's registered, and he's probably about he's about 31 right now.
Okay.
And he's got a family. He's got a good job. And what happens if they try to send him a draft notice? What would he? What should he do?
Currently, the Selective Service, you register at 18.
Yeah.
But you're ineligible for drafting after age 26.
Well, that's if they don't.
No,
pass
that's
draft
that it is currently.
Right.
Yeah, well, so they change it, and he gets the letter. What would he do?
Well, it actually applies to me. I'm only 24, so it definitely still applies to me. You know what I would do? I'd ignore the letter personally. That's what I would do.
Well, yeah, but then at that point, you're see, the only one you have to worry about, Ian, is you. We're talking about someone who has a family. You only need to worry about...
Oh, he's 31 and he has a family? I missed that part.
Yeah, he's 31 and has a family. So what would you recommend to someone who, either way, you know, if he ignores the letter, he's still going away, just not in as pleasant of a way.
Well, I tell you, we had an email, or actually a post on our bulletin board system a little while back about some allegations involving, like, a yellow line. Like, you show up for your draft call and they put you on a yellow line and you're supposed to step off the yellow line if you're volunteering into the military. Because the allegation here was that you had to somehow be tricked into volunteering. There never really was a draft. You had to be tricked into volunteering. And it sounded interesting, but according to one of our other emailers, it's total BS. And he was in Vietnam during draft time. He'd seen people being drafted, and he never saw any sort of yellow line. So right now there's just a bunch of allegations and a bunch of theories running around the internet. I don't know what to tell you, man.
You know what? Actually, this is something that I'm not going to be able to give you an answer on right now, but I'm actually friends with an Army recruiter, and he would probably have more information as to if there is even a way around that or what happens when you get a draft letter or anything like that. I can speak with him. And do you have internet access, Dan?
Sure do.
If you go to freetalklive.com sometime in the next day or two and look at our bulletin board system, I'll post what information I can find on there.
That'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
It's definitely a frightening, frightening thought. And I think the one thing that we're going to have to do is there's a good chunk of people in this country that are going to have a serious problem with the draft if it comes about. And I think that there's going to be enough people who are going to stand up and say no that he could just simply join the ranks of those individuals and just stand up and vocally say no. Hell no, I won't go, basically.
Right, that type of a thing.
Because, you know, imagine the situation that we had back in Vietnam and then amplify it via the internet, and you can kind of have a concept of what draft time would be like in today's America.
Okay, on that same a continuation of that, just extrapolate that out a little ways. I've seen a video not too long ago, and I can't name it because I'm old, but you know, it's just one of those things. I know I saw it, and what it talked about was that all these Army camps that were closed down 8 or 10 years ago, and they're still in the process, that they didn't sell them, they didn't just let them set and go to rot and ruin. They've refurbished them. And
they've kept them running as backups.
Well, there's nobody there.
You're talking about the ones in the United States?
Yeah, the ones in the United States.
The alleged FEMA camps, as has been rumored?
Yeah, I've seen the video where there's numbers on the chain link fence, and the numbers are like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, and they're only like 3.5 to 4 feet apart.
These are some allegations that came up once before on this show a few months ago. They tend to come from kind of the conspiracy theory crowd. I don't know how much water they hold. I have seen photos of some of these alleged camps that you're talking about. So there are definitely some sort of barbed wire / fence areas that exist in this country. Whether or not they would be used for that purpose, I don't know. But we certainly do have a fascist government in place, and it wouldn't be a shocker if we had gulags one day here in America. It's happened before.
Yeah, they had turnstiles that were obviously made for humans, not for equipment or anything, you know, one person at a time, and these numbers were so close together that you couldn't have lined up vehicles on them, and all new barbed wire fencing, so you couldn't get in or out, and
We've had them in this country before. There's no reason why it couldn't happen again. We had somebody call this show a month or two ago that actually advocated putting Muslim Americans in camps like that.
Jeez.
So we have people in this country that think that way. Very un-American, thuggish people thinking that way, and it's scary that the direction this country is going is very frightening. We've got 4 more years of this insanity, and who knows what he's got in, you know, what they have in store for us.
Okay,
but keep listening, Dan, because, you know, if anything happens, we'll definitely be letting you know about it.
One other thing.
Yes, sir.
Have we got time?
You do. Yeah.
Quickly.
All right. What about all these people that tailgate on the highway? Do they have no brains at all? when you're doing at or above the speed limit, like 60, 70 mile an hour, and there's some lame brain, one and a half car lengths behind you, and if you would have to stop at all, just tap your brakes, he's putting you into the accident whether you want to be there or not.
You're absolutely right. People don't get it. They just don't pay attention to how driving works. And it's
I'll tell you, and in the big city, they have mush for brains.
These are the same people that voted for George Bush, man.
Dan, if it wasn't for the FAA, we'd all have flying cars by now, and it wouldn't be a problem. But,
oh, my God.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hey, where are you listening to on Newburgh over there?
Well, actually, there's a gentleman that feels so strongly about Genesis Communication.
You've got to answer this in 5 seconds. What's the frequency?
96.1.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you later. Call us again sometime. All right, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We got more calls, and we're going to get to them next. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Well, using collagen aid, my cholesterol went from 206 to 133 in 2 months.
Lowering his cholesterol numbers is just one benefit Bill experienced when he lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagen aid by Vim and Vigor.
And also, I've got bad knees. Doctors told me that I should really have surgery, and I do a lot of hiking. And since I've been taking collagen aid, the knees really improve. They don't hurt at all. I don't have to worry about them aching after a hike. I don't think I'm going to have surgery here. I'm happy about that. With collagen aid from Vim and Vigor, I've lost 20 pounds, and my cholesterol went from 206 to 131. My body fat's down by 10%. And that's been in 2 months, and I feel great.
Lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. 1-800-622-THIN. 1-800-622-THIN. Get $25 off a 3-month supply. 1-800-622-THIN. 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the show that you can literally take control of and bring up anything. We've had a few callers take advantage of that feature tonight, Scott.
That's right. They brought up stuff we weren't even talking about. It's turned into great topics.
It really has. We started talking about Walmart, and you never know where we're going to go from there.
We've gone on to naturalization, mm-hmm. Or natural-born citizens for president, all kinds of stuff.
Excellent. And we're only here for a few more moments until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, but that's okay because we're here 6 nights a week for your listening pleasure, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have, of course, this show, Saturday show, from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
But on the seventh day, we rest.
On the seventh day. Well, actually, I do a lot of work on the seventh day. Not on the air. Anyway, don't forget to tune in Monday night if you are needing a fix, because we'll be here for you. And, of course, you can always log on at freetalklive.com. You can tune in live there via the live stream. Let's go to the phone, though. Let's talk to John in Meadville, Pennsylvania. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Scott. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing there?
All right. How you doing, John?
Hey, good.
Are you listening to us on 88.3 there?
Yes, I am.
Wow, okay, great.
All right, so what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to let you know about a couple of things about Walmart.
Okay.
You guys seem to be pumping them up pretty good. You seem to be I don't know, you shareholders?
No, actually, you weren't listening to the whole show. At one point, I made the point that I don't agree with all of their business practices.
And Walmart has just been our example of how we support the business's right to make their own decisions. Walmart was in the news, so we were talking about Walmart. Had it been Target, Kmart, Ed's Oil Supply, it wouldn't have mattered.
Well, let me tell you, you're familiar with eminent domain?
Yes sir. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, well, how many times has Walmart used eminent domain?
Yet another business practice that I definitely don't agree with. I am not a fan of eminent domain. I'd like to... I wish it wasn't even written into the Constitution originally, but unfortunately it was.
Well,
they're abusing it.
And they are one of the biggest abusers of that, I think, of anybody.
You know what? You can't blame them. I mean, the government is there, and they're trying to take advantage of the government. If we didn't have such a big government, then they wouldn't be able to do that.
Right. Eminent domain initially, just like most of the stipulations in the Constitution, was written in for the protection of the citizenry of the United States. That's really primarily there for if there was a need, for example, for the president to exercise his right to raise a militia for 2 years, and there was some sort of a strategic need for it, or just a need for the protection of the citizenry of the country, that one stubborn person can't just say, no, it's my land, stay the hell off of it, I don't care if a million people die. That's right. Pretty much what that's there for. Other than, it's not there for a business to say, we'll give you this much in our profits, you know, we're going to pay all these kinds of taxes, but we need that land and the government to step in.
But to be fair to Walmart, there are certainly times where they get screwed by governments as well. I mean, here in the Tampa Bay area where we're doing this show from, there's a Walmart here in town that has tried their damnedest to expand into a super Walmart store, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to. They're right next to a huge empty lot with a bunch of trees in it. They could very easily expand on their own property that they have, but it's the county bureaucrats that keep telling them no because some busybodies around town have a problem with Walmart. And so there's plenty of instances where Walmart gets screwed by the government, and there's plenty of instances where Walmart has used the government to screw individuals. I don't agree with eminent domain. We need to get rid of it. And unfortunately, John, we're out of time. But thanks for calling, sir.
Okay, thank you.
800-259-9231. You want to continue the conversation about Walmart? Log on at freetalklive.com and hop on to the bulletin board system. We have got hundreds of people there, thousands of posts for you to surf through. It's been Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And we'll see you Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us then for more Free Talk Live. And again, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. If you're